Romans 8:6. Intro. Imagine you have a GPS that only has two destinations, life and peace, or death. If there were only two destinations, I think we would think more deeply about which direction we are going. The truth is that we always have these two options. Our sinful nature will always lead us to death, but the Spirit of God will lead us to life and peace. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Verse 6, the mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the Spirit is life and peace. What does it mean? The mind of the flesh is death. The mind of the sinful nature is not connected to God or focused on loving him or on knowing him. It naturally seeks to please itself. Ultimately, the mind of the sinful nature will produce death because it is not rooted in God. Physical desires, material gain, fame, and pleasure are central in the mindset of the sinful nature. It seeks to gratify self. The minds of our sinful nature are dominated by its desires, which cannot produce life. The sinful nature in me is driven by pride and selfishness, and it can only produce death. When I live by the sin nature, I know that I am doing wrong and have no joy or peace. The next meditation question is, describe the mind that is focused on the Spirit. The mind focused on what the Spirit desires is to seek the Lord, to listen to him, and to please him. The Spirit leads us to do the will of the Father and to honor Christ. For example, we know that it is God's will for us to love one another. This is Jesus' central command. The Spirit will always encourage us and teach us to walk in love because God is love. Having our minds focused on the Spirit also means being sensitive to what the Spirit desires. The more we walk with him, the more we know how the Spirit will guide us. He will lead us and speak to us throughout every day. Let me give an example. Suppose you're watching TV or surfing the internet. Initially, you're watching sports, news, or reading social media. As you spend more and more time, you sense the Spirit saying, stop, you've done this long enough, but you keep watching. Perhaps you look at things you know are wrong, or maybe you just spend too many hours that aren't productive and know that you're focused only on yourself. We walk in victory and joy by listening to and responding to the Spirit. We may think, well, this is not wrong. Everyone is doing it. But the question is whether my heart and my mind are focused on Christ and responding to his Spirit. A big key is to understand that listening to the Spirit is not something we do only when we are tempted, but is something we do step by step throughout the day. If we are not listening to the Spirit during the day, it will be difficult to listen to him all of a sudden when we face temptation. A mind focused on the Spirit of God means walking with him, listening to him, talking with him, and continually relying on him. He lives in us. He gives us true life and peace when our hearts and minds are focused on him. This is not only about our mental focus, but about our life focus. There are two paths we can take, the self-focused life and the God-focused life. Sometimes we are on the wrong path, but think we are going the right way because our minds are controlled by the sin nature rather than by the Spirit of God. So what is Jesus saying to me from this verse? I sense he's saying, focus your heart and mind on listening to my Spirit. Walk with me and listen to me. I will lead you and give you life and peace. And then the question, how will I trust and obey Jesus today? Well, I wrote, in every situation that you face today, ask, what does the Spirit desire? What is he saying to me now? Let's pray. Lord, fill us with your Spirit and teach us to live by your Spirit step by step every day. And again, I want to encourage you to share the word with your sharing partner daily. As written in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.